You're listening to the Everly Show 93.9 FM Smithers Community Radio. And the theme today is nuts. Like Nut Day. National Nut Day or something.
Nuts.
And clam chowder.
Turn on Jude's microphone.
I want to be heard.
Yeah, we have a guest today, Jude.
Me.
Oh my gosh.
All right. So now that we've established the fact that it's Nut Day, let's start off with some nuts. You know what the most common
with the lime
song?
And the coconut.
Yeah, exactly.
Check it all up.
Let's start with that.
What's your favorite type of nut?
What? peanut.
I like almonds.
Gentlemen, although our beloved Kermit has been seriously injured.
Wait. What seriously injured? I twisted a flipper.
Go back. Although he has a severely twisted flipper, he is going to go on with the show. Yes. Here he is, our own Kermit the Frog in
a hospital bed.
A hospital bed?
Frog, he bought a coconut, he bought it for a dime. His nephew had another one, he paid it for a lime.
True.
He put the lime in the coconut, he drank them both up. He put the lime in the coconut, drank them both up. He put the lime in the coconut, he drank them both up. He put the lime in the coconut. He called the doctor, woke him up and said,
"Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take?" I say, "Doctor, to relieve this flipper ache." I said, "Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take?" I say, "Doctor, to relieve this flipper ache."
Now let me get this straight. You put the lime in the coconut, you drank them both up. You put the lime in the coconut, you drank them both up.
You put the lime in the coconut, you drank them both up.
You put the lime in the coconut, you call your doctor, woke him up, said, "Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take?" I said, "Doctor, to relieve this flipper ache." I said, "Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take?" I said, "Doctor, to relieve this flipper ache." You put the lime in the coconut, you drank them both together. Put the lime in the coconut, then you feel better. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank them both. Put the lime in the coconut and call me in the morning.
If you call me in the morning, I'll tell you what to do.
Wow.
Jeebus. What did you just do?
Whoo.
Then you went, phew.
No, I went, whoo.
Same thing.
That was weird.
Anyways, the next song is the coconut song. Da coconut. Smoky Mountain.
Coconut.
The coconut nut is a giant nut. If you eat too much, you get very fat. Now, the coconut nut is a big, big nut, but this delicious nut is not a nut. It's the cocoa fruit.
It's the cocoa fruit
of the cocoa tree.
Of the cocoa tree.
From the cocoa palm family.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
There are so many uses of the coconut tree. You can build a bigger house for the family. All you need is to find the coconut man. If he cuts the tree, he gets the fruits free. It's the cocoa fruit.
It's the cocoa fruit.
Of the cocoa tree.
Of the cocoa tree.
From the cocoa palm family. The coconut bark for the kitchen floor. If you save some of it, you can build a door. Now, the coconut trunk, do not throw this junk. If you save some of it, you'll have a second floor. The coconut wood is very good. It can stand 20 years if you pray it would. Now, the coconut root, to tell you the truth, you can throw it or use it as firewood. The coconut leaves good shade it gives, for the roof, for the walls, up against the eaves. Now, the coconut fruit, say my relatives, make good cannonballs up against the thieves. It's the cocoa fruit.
It's the cocoa fruit.
Of the cocoa tree.
Of the cocoa tree.
From the cocoa palm family. The coconut nut is a giant nut. If you eat too much, you get very fat. Now the coconut nut is a big, big nut. But this delicious nut is not a nut.
The coconut nut is a giant nut. If you eat too much, you get very fat. Now the coconut nut is a big, big nut. But this delicious nut, it's not a nut.
It's the cocoa fruit.
It's the cocoa fruit.
Of the cocoa tree.
Of the cocoa tree.
From the cocoa palm family.
Yeah.
It's the cocoa fruit.
It's the cocoa fruit.
Of the cocoa tree.
Of the cocoa tree.
From the cocoa palm family.
Yeah.
It's the cocoa fruit.
It's the cocoa fruit.
Of the cocoa tree.
Of the cocoa tree.
From the cocoa palm family.
That was strange.
Did you know that coconuts are not a fruit? Not they're a fruit.
What's this?
It's the image for the coconut song.
The coconut song.
Okay. Well then, let's move on.
The coconut song. The
that
coconut
like
song.
Weird.
You think that's
I'm
weird?
I'm a nut.
Ready for this one?
Oh my god! Oh I'm a nut.
What?
This is a guy named George Miller, and he's a really interesting musician.
I'm a nut. I'm a nut. My life don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut. Is it wetter underwater if you're there when it rains? Is it shorter to New York than it is by plane? Between myself and I wonder who's the dumber. Is it hotter down south than it is in the summer? I'm a nut. I'm a nut. My life don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut. I drove my Cadillac to Vegas to satisfy my lust. Will and deal and left old Vegas on a Greyhound bus. I sure didn't set the woods on fire while I was there, but remember only forest fires prevent fires. Deep, deep, bop, 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 bop.
Yeah.
nut, I'm a nut. My life don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut. The poverty war will be over when I begin to fly. If it took a dime to go around the world, I couldn't get out of sight. I don't mind to take the girls out if they don't mind to go Dutch. Makes me feel like $1 million, and I bet I ain't worth half that much. I'm a nut, I'm a nut. My life don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut.
Finally goes crazy.
Do you like that one?
Yeah, that was hilarious.
He's great.
Brit and all the way down Whoa. The East Coast to Well.
What is it?
No. It was so good. Let's hear it again.
It was awesome.
These miles are traversed by island people.
All right.
One traversed by island.
Who
Elvis
does?
Elvis Presley. Do
Elvis
the
Presley. Do the clam.
Yeah.
Clam.
Apparently, it's a dance. So, so now we're into clam chowder. That's the other national day.
Jimmy,
it is.
Stop it.
I'm just farting.
Elvis Presley, do the clam.
Hey, everybody, gather around. Listen to that bongo sound. Grab the first one in your reach. Now we're gonna shake the beach.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do the clam. Your heart to spin on the outside looking in. Moon ain't gonna last all night. Well, let's work up an appetite.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Elvis Presley, the clam. Apparently, there was some
stop
sort of
wiggling the microphone.
All right.
Sniffing the microphone.
Turning down.
actually does smell weird. I can see Alex's point.
Okay. Oh. Elvis Presley. You guys know who Elvis Presley was?
He was a man who had like hair like boo.
Like that? Well, he didn't have boo hair there.
Well, yeah, but he did. Like
he eventually had boo hair.
Like he had a boo hair.
There's definitely different stages of Elvis Presley. Like there's this is like the 60s of Elvis Presley.
He had like the
he had the hair that was like and then he had like the fancy shiny suit.
Yes, he did switch to when he started doing Vegas shows. Yeah, he had the shiny suit.
And the big hair.
They call it at that point. They called him Fat Elvis because he started getting kind of a little heavy. But okay, but this is pre-Fat Elvis. Do the clam. I think obviously from a movie. I think of some sort, which I might have to do some research.
Can we stop eating your microphone?
I'm not. I'm sniffing it.
Here's another one by another older musician that has since passed on. Does anyone know who Bing Crosby was?
He was like someone.
I don't know.
He was like, he's got some Christmas songs.
He
like,
was Sidney Crosby's twin.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Sidney Crosby has a mustache.
This guy's way before Sidney Crosby. And this guy's American. There's a lot of Crosbys out there. So
Crosby.
Okay, this one's called Who Threw the Overalls and Mrs. Murphy's Chowder.
Are you close?
Mrs. Murphy's chowder. Nobody spoke, so he shouted all the louder. It's an Irish trick, that's true. I can lick the mick that threw the overalls in Mrs. Murphy's chowder.
Mrs. Murphy gave a party about a week ago. Everything was plentiful. Well, the Murphys, they're not slow. They treated us like gentlemen. We tried to act the same. Only for what happened, it was an awful shame. Mrs. Murphy dished the chowder out and fainted on the spot. She found a pair of overalls at the bottom of the pot. Tim Nolan, he got ripping mad. His eyes were bulging out. He jumped upon the piano and loudly he did shout, who threw the overalls in Mrs. Murphy's chowder?
Nobody spoke, so he shouted all the louder.
It's an Irish trick, that's true. I can lick the mick that threw
the overalls in Mrs. Murphy's chowder.
They dragged the pants from out the soup and laid them on the floor. Each man swore upon his life he'd not seen them before. They were plastered up with mortar and were worn out at the knee. They had their many ups and downs as we could plainly see. When Mrs. Murphy, she came to, she starts to cry and pout. She'd had them in the wash that day, forgot to take them out. Tim Nolan, he excused himself for what he'd said that night. So we put music to the words and sung with all our might. Who threw the overalls in Mrs. Murphy's chowder?
Nobody spoke, so he shouted all the louder.
It's an Irish trick, that's true. I can lick the mick that threw
the overalls in Mrs. Murphy's chowder.
Bing Crosby.
Oh, we had the Beatles birthday song and the Acorn song.
What are you talking about, the Beatles birthday song? What?
Well, this is a I'm a Nut, which is...
I'm a Nut. The Kim Boomers preschool song.
Because, Mama, you used to actually sing this song when you were like a little kid. Ooh, just
I'm a Nut.
This is rare. I'm a Nut. Wait. Are the microphones back?
Listen to the phantom cry.
Let me talk to them. What happened to
Stop, Jude. Okay, let's play this. I'm a Nut.
I'm a little acorn, small and round, lying on the cold, cold ground. Everyone walks over me. That is why I'm cracked, you see. I'm a nut.
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 I'm nuts.
I'm nuts.
Called myself on the telephone just to hear my golden tone. Asked me out for a little date. Picked me up about 8:30. I'm a nut.
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 I'm nuts.
Took myself to the movie show. Stayed too late and said, let's go. Took my hand and led me out. I'm the cutest little nut without a doubt. I'm a nut.
I'm a nut.
I'm a nut.
I'm a nut.
Kaboomers.
That was very.
Did that take you back? Did you watch? Did you do any Kaboomers? Listen to Kaboomer stuff when you were like a little kid.
So. Look, the floors. Oh yeah, remember we did the floors lava like, where me and Alex did that in kindergarten and like in grade 1, 2 and like stuff.
I've done that floors lava.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that was a request by a birthday person.
Going on a bear hunt. Look.
Hey, focus.
Okay.
We know somebody who's having a birthday tomorrow. Who is that?
My grandpa.
What? Really?
Yeah, actually.
Crazy.
We hey, also know. Mom.
Yeah.
I knew it.
And so that was her request. I'm a nut. Because there's a slightly different version because you had one and Mama used to sing it to you and you used to knock your head for the.
What different version was it? Like.
Kind of like. I don't know. Do you want to hear a bit of the one that you used to do?
Okay. Nah. Let's do the Beatles birthday song.
Yeah, let's do a birthday song for a birthday girl who's might be listening right now. Ready? This one goes out to Mama.
Okay.
Okay, we're officially out of music. What do you guys want to pick? Do you want to watch? Do you want to
potato dog?
Yeah, potato dog.
Potato dog.
No, guinea pig Olympics first.
No, potato dog first. Yeah, potato dog. Yeah, after. Oh, potato dog. No, it's Periquip.
Yeah, there we go. Get that one.
Potato dog. Such a roly poly dog. And you look like a potato. Oh, potato dog, how we love you snoozing on the floor. How we love to hear you snore. Tell us, are you dreaming? What are your dreams, potato dog? Oh, we love you.
Ba-dum-bum. That's like your favorite song.
No, it's not.
Sure.
So what's your favorite? What's your favorite song?
He doesn't listen to music.
Not very much.
Well, here's your opportunity. Anything in the world.
Guinea Pig Olympics.
Yeah, do it. It's so good.
Okay. Guinea Pig Olympics. Is it like an actual song?
Yeah, by Perry Gripp.
Fine.
It's got a music video.
Really? And it's called, but there's also Guinea Pig Olympics, as in like something to watch too, right? Oh, I think this is it.
Yeah.
Yeah, do it.
But it's really short though.
Yeah. It's like less than a minute.
I wish it was longer.
Before we do it, say goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody, and you're listening to CSEK 93.9 FM Smithers Community Radio. Shh, that's loud, Chibi.
Ease it off.
Bye.
Guinea Pig Olympics. Guinea Pig. Who is gonna be the one to win?